From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's surprise vote to leave the European Union sent shockwaves across global markets as it ushered in a new element of uncertainty in a world already plagued by weak growth. Within hours of the announcement that Britain would be leaving the EU, world leaders responded. Christine Lagarde is head of the International Monetary Fund.
It will be some time until we know the nature of the future relationship between the United Kingdom and the European Union. In the meantime, it will be important that there be clarity on the negotiation process and that it be carried in as smooth a manner as possible.
And here in the U.S., President Obama spoke while attending a conference in California.
But while the U.K.'s relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there is no doubt Britain leaving the EU will be a blow to Europe and to the European unification process. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. The report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack insurgents. Previously, commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces. This is VOA News.